主席先生，中国代表团。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vice Chairman, my delegation welcomes the active and constructive participation of Zimbabwe in the UPR. China commends the government of Zimbabwe for active efforts made to implement the recommendations accepted at the first UPR through the adoption of the national plan to ensure that happens. China welcomes the adoption by Zimbabwe of a new constitution which strengthens the legal protection for human rights for citizens and the creation of a constitutional court. Also the Gender Equality Commission, all of whom are designed to strengthen the human rights framework in the country, institutional framework. We commend Zimbabwe for a number of actions they've taken to promote economic and social development, which is sustainable. We welcome what has been done to eliminate poverty and to improve food security and to strengthen infrastructure in the country and to guarantee the right to education, health and to housing. China would like to voice its concern with regard to the economic sanctions imposed by some countries, which has prevented the Zimbabwean people to realize their human rights. We appeal to the international community to respect the choices in terms of development and to provide Zimbabwe constructive assistance to enable it to develop socially and economically. China would like to make two recommendations. Number one, to continue efforts to promote sustainable economic and social development and to improve living standards in the country. Number two, to further development of the education, including the improvement of